This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says reconstruction work satisfactory till date. Prime Minister Oli directs National Reconstruction Authority to conclude the remaining works soon. Communist Party Parliamentary Committee of Province No. 3 decides to name the province Bagmati and its headquarter Hetauda. And at least 14 people die in a bomb attack on a mosque at Pakistani city of Quetta. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has praised the work done by the National Reconstruction Authority. Addressing the fifth meeting of the Consultant Council of the National Reconstruction Authority at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatai yesterday, the Prime Minister directed the officials to complete the remaining task of the reconstruction, saying the Reconstruction Authority's work was satisfactory. Meanwhile, Chief Executive Officer of the Authority, Sushil Gyawali, informed the Prime Minister that 62% work of reconstruction had been completed and the construction of Rani Pokhari would be completed by coming mid-May. He also said the construction of Tharahara had also garnered pace, saying even the international development partners were happy about the progress in reconstruction work. Chief Executive Officer Gyawali stressed on the need of making people aware about constructing integrated settlements. The ruling Communist Party, State No. 3 Parliamentary Party, has unanimously decided to pass the proposal for naming the state as Bagmati and retaining Hetauda as its capital. Communist Party State 3 in charge, Ostalakshmi Shakya, said the Communist Party State 3 Parliamentary Party had decided to unanimously endorse the party secretariat's decision. She said although the State Assembly members had put views and opinions in this regard on their own terms, decision had been made to finalize the name and the capital of the state in accordance with the decision of the party secretariat. In charge, Shakya said there was no need to issue whip to the State Assembly members as the voting on this topic was going to be held as per the party's decision. Chief Minister Dormani Powdil said an agreement had been reached to take a single proposal in the State Assembly meeting. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Barshaman Poon, who is on a visit to the United Arab Emirates, has held a meeting with Director General of the International Renewable Energy Agency, Francisco La Camara. Chief Personal Secretary of Minister Poon, Durga Prasad Chapagai, said the meeting had focused on various aspects of renewable energy in Nepal. On the occasion, the minister put forth a cooperation proposal for the development of renewable energy of Nepal, while also thanking General Director Camara for inviting Nepal to participate in an international renewable conference in the United Arab Emirates. He also urged foreign investment in energy sector of Nepal, stating that the country had created an environment conducive for foreign investment following a stable government led by the Communist Party. Minister for Information and Technology and Communications Gokul Prasad Baskota has said the film sector should emotionally connect all communities in the country. Inaugurating the 46th General Assembly of the Nepal Film Association in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Baskota urged the people working in the film sector to produce the films that brings all communities together. Minister Baskota also urged the concerned people to give suggestions for the formulation of film policy as the government was working to bring new policies for the development of the sector. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rides Tripathi has said the country can ensure good governance only if quality health and education facilities are made accessible to all. Addressing a program organized by Nepal Public Administration Association in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Tripathi said the local level had unprecedented rights and they could play a vital role in development and for maintaining good governance. Minister Tripathi also said the government had been working to spearhead systematic improvement for maintaining good governance in the country. Meanwhile, Chair of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the Parliament, Sasi Shrestha, said all should move ahead with positive mindset for transparency, accountability and clear vision to maintain good governance. The Election Commission has awarded election symbols to the candidates nominated for the January 23rd National Assembly elections. Spokesperson of the Commission, Rajkumar Shrestha, said the candidates had been awarded with the election symbols representing their respective parties. 45 candidates from 6 different political parties are vying to be elected for the 18 seats of the National Assembly. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has said the education imparted by the teachers will take the country forward. Inaugurating the National Unity General Convention of the Higher Secondary School Teachers Association Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Pokhrel said education determined where the country heads, so it was in the hand of the teachers what type of education to impart. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
यु आर लिसनिङ टु रेडियो नेपाल्स एटीएम न्यूज बुलेटिन अन टु मोर न्यूज नाउ Nepal has been participating in Domotech's carpet fair being organized at Hanover of Germany. A 14-member delegation under the leadership of Chairperson of Nepal Carpet Manufacturer and Exporter Association, Ram Bahadur Gurung, is participating in the fair that will run till January 13th. Chair Gurung told media that the carpet entrepreneurs of Nepal had been participating in the fair for the past 16 years as it was a very important event for Nepali carpet industry. Thrivan University has decided to hold the elections of the Free Students' Union on February 26th. According to Students' Welfare Division Chief Ganga Bahadur Thapa, yesterday's meeting of the Thrivan University's Executive Council decided to hold the Student Union's election on February 26th. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump said Iran was planning attacks on 4 U.S. embassies when its top general was killed. The killing of Iran's general Qasem Soleimani came after days of protest at the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. But Democrats, given intelligence briefings on the fatal strike, say they have seen no evidence of embassy plots. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani posed a grave risk to U.S. troops in the region and had to be dealt with. Soleimani was assassinated in a U.S. drone attack near Baghdad on January 3rd, prompting Iran to retaliate with a series of missile attacks on U.S. facilities in Iraq several days later. At least 14 people have been killed and more than 20 others wounded in a bomb attack on a mosque during sunset prayers in the southwest Pakistan city of Quetta. The injured are taken to the city's main government hospital. Hospital spokesperson said 8 people were critically injured. A police official said a senior police official Ahmullah appeared to be the target of the bombing and was killed in the attack. On Tuesday, at least 2 people were killed and more than 14 wounded after an improvised explosive device mounted on a motorcycle exploded in the market area. The Arab world's longest-serving ruler, Sultan Qaboos bin Said Al Said of Oman, has died at the age of 79. Oman state media said he returned home after undergoing medical checks and treatment in Belgium. There were reports he was suffering from cancer. Sultan Qaboos deposed his father in a bloodless coup with British support in 1970. Using its oil wealth, he then set Oman on a path to development. He was unmarried and had no heir or designated successor. 3 days of national mourning have been declared. According to the Sultanate's basic statute, the Royal Family Council, comprising about 50 male members, should choose a new sultan, with 3 days of the throne falling vacant. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the eastern and central hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 15.7 degrees Celsius and minimum of 4.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says reconstruction work satisfactory till date. Prime Minister Oli directs National Reconstruction Authority to conclude the remaining works soon. Communist Party Parliamentary Committee of Province No. 3 decides to name the province Bagmati and its headquarter Hetauda. And at least 14 people die in a bomb attack on a mosque at Pakistani city of Quetta. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.